her appeal, because she can appeal to French, English, and both the French diaspora and the English diaspora. So really, she's got me hooked on all sides. The song that we're going to hear from her premiered this past Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2020. She came out with a song entitled Faithful God, which is a song in which she takes all of the different promises that she can from the Bible and puts them together in this song that says God is faithful and he will never fail. And so I present to you Deborah Lukalu with Faithful God.
You open wide, never faithful, never failing God. testimony. Lève-toi et chante avec moi.
Last consolation prize is from me to me. You're more than welcome to participate, but this song is definitely a song that means a lot to me. When it first came out in last year, my first listen had me in tears. I'm talking about one of my favorite gospel artists to date. Christopher, who do you think it is?
Jonathan
Nelson. Yes, I'm such a fan of Jonathan Nelson. He reunited with his choir Purpose last year for the release of an album. Now, the song Manifest, which was also a single, really, really spoke to me. Now, I'm going to read the lyrics to you, but just before I do, I'm going to go back in time to the early 2000s when I attended Donnie McClurkin's church in Long Island, and this particular sermon spoke to me in a way that very few sermons have since. The sermon was basically him talking about how possibilities get birthed through travail. Now, those sound like a lot of big words, but basically what he was saying is the journey to what you want might be a difficult one, but don't give up. And so that sermon and the lyrics to Manifest sound so much alike that, like I said, this is me speaking to my own spirit with these lyrics. Pregnant possibilities now birthing anew, travailing to obtain, for it must come to pass. I decree it, I declare it, and I call it in the spirit to become what God's designed me to be. This is Jonathan Nelson and Purpose featuring John McClure with Manifest.
I am what you created me to be. I'm full of something tonight. I'm full of possibilities tonight. And every possibility in me must manifest. Somebody lift up your hands and say, it's time for me to manifest. Oh, I wish I had somebody to declare it. Somebody say, it's time for me to manifest.
I am what God designed me to be.
I prophesy over you.
You are what God designed you to be. You to be.
Speak it over somebody. Tell them, you are, you are.
About that tonight. Come on, I just need every worshiper, anybody that's not ashamed of the Lord. Come on, lift your hands and say it with us.
You are what God designed me to be. Yeah. Oh. You are.
Everything God spoke over your life. Everything He declared about you. Come on, I need you to nudge your neighbor. Look at somebody and let them know. You are, yes.
You are
what God
designed
you to be,
yes. Hey, everybody prophesy over yourself. Say it with great conviction right now. I am.
When your parents need your help, you're there. When your kids say something's wrong, you're there. When your friends have a rough day, you're there. Be there for yourself the way you're there for others, as it's normal for these uncertain times to bring out negative emotions or anxiety. If you're finding it difficult to carry out daily tasks, there are solutions. Visit quebec.ca/gettingbetter or call Info Social 811. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Our Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents the inspirational word of the day.
To be happy. You can't wait for everything to be perfect to start enjoying your life. A lot of people are postponing their happiness until COVID is over. What? We can't do that. Sometimes we do choose to postpone our happiness until certain things happen in our lives. We're not present in the now because we're focusing on the belief that we'll be happy when, and you fill in the blank. The problem with this strategy is that you miss out on so many blessings along the way. You miss out on what's going on right now. Maya Angelou once said, "Be present in all things and thankful for all things." It's important to enjoy all of the blessings surrounding you in the moment. Remember, there's someone out there praying for what you might presently be taking for granted. Every day may not be perfect, but you can find some good in every day. It's true, there are countless situations in our lives that we don't have any control over. The pandemic, for example. But there are also many situations that we absolutely do have total control over. You have to be intentional, but you have control over your thoughts, your responses to circumstances, your choices, and your attitude. Today is a gift because tomorrow is not promised. So don't wait until tomorrow to find joy and happiness in the moment. Psalm 90:12 says, Lord, teach us to realize the brevity of life so that we may grow in wisdom. Teach us, Lord, that life is so short, and help us to live it to the fullest. You'll need to learn how to live in the moment and appreciate the now. You'll need to find some joy in the present and not wait until you think everything is perfect in your life to feel happy. There can be laughter in the chaos. There can be joy while you're waiting. Happiness is not determined by what's happening inside of you. So stop waiting. There's no better time like the present to be happy. Don't put your happiness on hold. Happiness starts within. Decide that you're going to be happy no matter what. And I don't mean the rolling on the floor hysterically giddy or wearing a permanent smile on your face kind of happy. What I mean is living in peace, living contented, embracing joy, and just feeling and acknowledging your blessings. There's no time like the present to decide to live a happier life. How, you might ask? By letting go of any unnecessary distractions, by letting go of any unrealistic expectations that you might be holding on to, by finding the joy in trying and doing new things out of your comfort zone, by being honest with yourself, by being more of a giver than just a taker, by being more loving and kind, and by being compassionate, and most importantly, by being grateful. I'm Beverly Benskin, your life coach with Morning Talk, helping you to live and to grieve well. And remember, you can make the decision to be a happier version of you.
Now make some noise if you got it, if you got it, if you got it. Come on. Hey, make some noise if you got it. My, my, my. I love you, South Africa.
There's beauty in my brokenness. Got true love instead of pain. There's freedom though you've captured it. I've got joy instead of mourning. Can we all say it in here? There's beauty
in my brokenness.
I've got true love.
I've got true love instead of pain.
There's freedom, yeah.
Joy.
Here we go. And you give me joy.
so free, caught in your love for me. Never been more secure, God, knowing you're
so in
love. Never been so free.
Never been more secure.
Never been so free.
Yeah.
I've never been more secure.
Of Carib Patties.
Turn my headphones up.
Carib Patties, your go-to spot for Caribbean cuisine. Call 438-387-4004.
Let's go.
This is
and now.
Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents our song of the day.
Round the throne of the Lord, hear the elders say, at the feet of the King, the
is a constant offering around the throne of the Lord. They never cease to sing at the feet of the King. There's a common thing. They cry, holy, holy Lord. So we cry, holy, holy God. At the feet of my King. Throne of the Lord, they never get tired of it. At the feet of King Jesus. To the only wise God, yep, the only wise King, you are the only wise God, yeah. To the only wise King, yeah. The one who sits up on the throne,
to the only wise King.
And he cannot be removed. You are the only one, Lord.
To the only wise,
yeah, to the only wise.
To the only wise.
The one who sits up high and looks down us.
To the only wise.
The one who saved us all.
To the only wise.
Oh, yeah.
To the only wise.
Rising up to the only wise, God.
To the only wise.
I call you Messiah.
To the only wise.
I call you Savior.
To the only wise.
That was beautiful music featuring Todd Delaney. It's now 8:34. You're tuned in to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. And for those of you looking to take full advantage of Black History Month by watching or streaming movies with Black History Month content, let me recommend a few for you. There's Judas and the Black Messiah, a movie that tells the story of an FBI operation in Chicago, Illinois in the 1960s that was designed to take down the Black Panther Party. It releases during Black History Month. This Netflix original series called When They See Us, which originally dropped in 2019, catch it. It dramatizes the infamous real-life story of the Central Park Five. The movie takes viewers through the more than two-decade journey of five young African-American boys as they fought a wrongful conviction for a horrific crime that took place in Central Park. And for those looking for something musical and a little lighter, there's the 2020 Netflix original called Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, which tells the story of an up-and-coming singer named Ma Rainey, who is commissioned by white producers to record an album in Chicago. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. It's now 8:35, and for those of you who enjoy music from the UK and from Africa, here is a synthesis of both. Here's Called Out Music, a brand new single with You Are on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I wake up every day with a reason to be grateful, Lord. Yes, I don't have everything that I want, but Jesus, you are all I need. Yeah, yeah. 'Cause diamonds only last a while, oh, but my joy in you will last forever. And I wanna look way beyond what my eyes can see. For rejoicing, the one I give my life to, yeah, the essence of my very being, it's you, I've got a melody in my heart and it's singing for you, Lord, it's singing, Lord, you are more than enough. Diamonds only last a while, oh, but my joy in you will last forever. And I wanna look way beyond what my eyes can see. Are you my reason for rejoicing? The one I give my life to. Essence of my very being, it's you, Lord, you, my reason for rejoicing, the one I give my life to, yeah. The essence of my very being, it's you, Lord.
When darkness seems to win, where are you now? When the world is crumbling, oh, I hear you say, I hear you say, look up, child. Where are you now?
child.
Hey, count my blessings to the really high. What a life I've been seeing, we could really die. It be looking good in pictures after we be crying. Make me think of how it feels to crucify Messiah. Yes, you are from Adonai and he been Elohim. David, sing a song for me like 51. A 23 than the one that I've been said to be. Foreign language, what you're talking don't make sense to me. Heart beating, I've been praying for a steady one. Registration, I've been pinning as a ready one. I've been thinking that the last part's already come. And I've been thinking in the last days, the game ends, then back to one.
Count my blessings to the really high.
What a life.
I've been seeing we could really die.
You'd be looking good in pictures
after we be crying.
It made me think of how it feels. We can call him, yes, you are from Adonai. David, sing a song. And I've been turning into something.
I've been sent to be.
You talk my language, what you're talking don't make sense to me. Open my eyes. Sing it in song. They're really high. My advice, find a place to pray and vocalize. Get with others who speak knowledge and can simplify. Find a cover, bigger brother who can empathize. Real life, I have you holding yourself in the rain. In the cold, 1% left on your mobile phone. Thinking death is all that's left for those who stay the slow. Doors locked on every church, no place for man to go. Oh no.
Count my blessings to the really high.
What a life.
I've been seeing we could really die.
Yeah, I'll be looking good in pictures
after we be crying.
It made me think of how it feels. We can call you, yes, you are from Adonai. You've been David,
sing the song.
I've been turning into song. And so my language, what you're talking don't make sense to me. Open my eyes.
Their eyes were watching.
Start with the eulogies. I wrote my own narrative. You don't know what to do with me. I was once broken. Now I'm a working collage. I'm the thief on the cross. I'm still hanging with God. My savior walked on water. My ancestors can fly. My skin, it doesn't crack. My art travels through time. Jesus slept in the grave, but he rose feeling fine. Cause wake up. I'm Palace Roman, I'm Moses in most of my moments. It's hard to find yourself in the land of your opponents. Yeah. Your brothers might trip you, yeah. So keep your feet stable. Yeah. Avoid walking with canes, everybody ain't able. I catalog my losses, but I'm walking in victory. Yeah. I see what you love by where you're putting your energy. Yeah. What's your identity apart from white supremacy? Do you love yourself or do you just envy your enemy? Let me suggest, I am far from oppressed. I am nobody's inferior. Joy is in my interior. Liberation and spirit love. I see life in the mirror. Cause
their eyes were watching.
Valley, every hill looks steep. When you scared to walk on water, everything looks deep. I've been broken to pieces, but I still got peace. I got 99 problems and one lost sheep. It takes some dark hours for cowards to feel empowered. My clock was at Tuskegee, your clock probably was Howard. Your eyes on the times, you woke ready to speak up. But with so many problems, you're exhausted trying to keep up. I hit my knees and I pray to the Jesus of Norway. I said, I'm all yours, please, Lord, have your way. He said the Jesus of Sudan would better understand. But my man looks so poor, he can't pay for my sins. But he looks like my kin, I grinned, I'm black as heaven. I'm made in God's image, nobody can change my settings. Amen. Cut off my knees and put an end to my search. It's easy to sell your soul when you don't know what it's worth. You're rich in a recession. You belong here. Your name is on the guest list. I've been feeling restless. Me and God been wrestling. We turning pain into blessings. Learning life from the lessons. I have a few answers, but a whole lot of questions. What's life in the chaos? I'm taking suggestions.
And now, Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents
our pick of the week.
Some real talk to roll with 24/7.
Turn it up.
Now 12 minutes to 9. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. The best, the brightest in gospel music on a Sunday morning with music featuring Sho Baraka and Mali Music. My pick of the week goes to a young Montrealer, a Jamaican-Canadian who is an uber-talented 28-year-old McGill University grad and the only black musician in the Montreal Symphony Orchestra. His name is Brandon Lewis. He's a substitute double bassist who cut his teeth playing the classical bass instrument at Face Elementary and High School in downtown Montreal. This young man grew up around reggae and gospel music playing in the house. So anyone who loves and plays gospel music is a friend to the show. So congratulations goes out to Brandon Lewis for representing our community, an exceedingly talented musician everywhere. And this young Montreal protege is my pick of the week. Jen, who do you got?
Well, I don't have a person per se. What I do have is a collection of things that I did this past week in order to honor Black History Month. And what I decided to do is go on one of those sites, which I should tell you what it is, Prime Video, in order to see what they had to offer for Black History Month. And for those who know me well, I am a nerd, so a documentary is always up my sleeve. So I had a chance to watch three very interesting and very disparate documentaries, but one of them stuck out. So the first documentary was entitled Mr. Civil Rights, and that was about Thurgood Marshall, who was one of the founders of the NAACP as we know it today. And I like the fact, the thing that stuck out to me the most about that particular documentary was that his father was a janitorial worker during the day, but sometimes he would go to court and he would sit in the back and he would listen to the arguments being made in court, and then he would come home for supper and he would challenge his son to a debate on any particular topic. And that dinner time game, if you want to call it, is what prompted Thurgood Marshall to become one of the best civil rights lawyers ever to have graced the United States. Now, that's on the U.S. side. Another documentary that I watched, which was mainly for girls, is called Back to Natural, and it's about the natural hair revolution, deconstructing natural hair from its African roots to its more militant roots, when you think of Angela Davis and her big afro. And like I said, it's called Back to Natural, and it's by PhD Dr. Jillian Scott Ward. My favorite documentary was Canadian Content, which is very difficult to find during Black History Month. And so this is why I thought it was so interesting, because it talks about our own segregation, our own Black history here in Canada. And it starts off with Stanley Grizzle, who is a citizenship judge, first Black citizenship judge. And when he recounts his story, well, he used to have to clean out buckets with human stuff in them on the trains back in the day, and had to suffer the indignity of being called George, as all Black porters on the Canadian Railway were called. And after all of these years, to see him now as the first Black citizenship judge in Nova Scotia, it's really a beautiful thing. And it also talks about things that, you know, maybe we hadn't thought about. Do you remember the book Little Black Sambo? Well, that was actually a book with a very racialized and caricaturized version of a Black person, which was taught in schools here in Canada until Black people raised a stink. And after 2 years, it was taken off of the curriculum. And it also talks about Ray Lewis, who was one of the first African-Canadian track stars. It was incredible that after going to the Olympics for Canada, he was unable to find a job because of discrimination and had to go back to being a George on the train. So a very, very interesting documentary called Journey to Justice. So that's my pick of the week. So we move on to some music with Tasha Cobbs Leonard here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Every T, I don't dot every I. Got more flaws than a little, and I messed up a thousand times. I don't always commit. Sometimes I give up way too quick, and then I get tired of trying to run away from who I am to who I wanna be. Some days are better than others. I can be up and I'm down, but beyond my mistakes, found in your grace, is this one thing will never change. You still love me in spite of me. Woo! You still chose me. How can it be? Every sky, every flaw, you see it all. You see it all. You still love me. Love me. Oh, in spite of me. Stubborn at heart, I'm quick
You are listening to Tasha Cobbs Leonard and Ciara with In Spite of Me here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit. It's about that time where we have to bid you adieu. But just before we do, want to let you know about some things happening in and around the city, including next Saturday, the 13th, Soul Sessions with Music Magic featuring Heart and Soul. A lot of artists from Montreal whom I cannot name because their names are not on the poster. Now, for more information, you can go on soulsessionsentertainment.com. Next, want to wish a very happy belated birthday to Dorothy's dad and ours, Ezra Clark. Happy belated birthday. Happy birthday also to Anne-Marie Jackson, Danny Blanco, and Marvin L. Winans, one of the brothers of the Winans group. Also, community condolences go out to Kim Ferguson, Kim Dominique Ferguson, on the loss of his father, who was a beloved and renowned photographer of Jamaican descent, Peter Ferguson. Also, Peter LeBird from King Cuts also lost his brother Sylvester Boyce. And so those are our condolences, and my condolences to my family, as this morning we all attended via Zoom the funeral of my cousin, who passed away at the age of 39 following complications from a car accident. We will be back, all three of us, next week for a very special Valentine's Day edition of the show. We are here every Sunday morning between the hours of 6 and 9. Christopher, what are we going out with? We're going out with Daniel Ojo from Ottawa. Montreal, we do love you. Be blessed.
Very present help you need. I will be still, I will not fear. You are my refuge and strength, my very present help in you. I will be still, I will not fear. Come on, somebody. You are
my refuge and strength,
my very present help in need.
How
will you be still?
How
will you not fear? Come on, sing it one more time. You are my refuge and strength. And I will be still. I will not fear.
Buenos días y bienvenidos a esta nueva edición de Tiempo Latino en época de pandemia en las ondas de CKUT 90.3 FM y también a través del internet en el www.ckut.ca.
Good morning and welcome to a new edition of Latin Time in these times of pandemic on CKUT 90.3 FM and on the internet on www.ckut.ca.
Como es habitual, esta mañana les presentaremos una mirada y comentario a la actividad cultural de Montreal con nuestras recomendaciones. También tendremos el resumen noticioso semanal de lo que acontece en América Latina, en el resto del mundo y en Canadá, y además el análisis político, la revista de la semana.